In January, the governor said he would unveil a menu of options this session that could be used to finance a single-payer healthcare system. But that didn't happen because Shumlin said evaluating various possibilities was more complicated than he originally thought. And he set next January as the time to unveil his financing plan. The governor hopes to implement a single-payer system in 2017, but he says that timetable might have to be pushed back in order for lawmakers to have the time to thoroughly review the details of such a system. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott is Vermont's only Republican statewide office holder. He says the governor's decision to delay a financing package is hurting the Vermont economy.
I've said in the past, I've been a skeptic, but I'd like to see some of the details, and we never saw the details of that. And those are some of the things that businesses look at when they either are looking to expand here or they're looking to come to the state to set up shop.
And Scott says Vermont needs to take steps to improve its business image.
And I still believe we are known throughout the region, whether it should be substantiated or not, is that we're an anti-business state. And I think that we have to change our image in order to attract more businesses.
Scott says he's convinced that the Republicans will have a credible gubernatorial candidate this year. He won't be that candidate because he's announced that he's seeking re-election as lieutenant governor. Although he's a member of Shumlin's cabinet, Scott says Vermonters would be better served with the election of a Republican governor and more GOP members in the legislature.
Myself personally think it would be better. But at the same time, I think what we need in Montpelier, in the legislature, is a little more balance.
Scott says he plans to make economic development issues the top priority in his reelection campaign. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.